Becker, Court. Court Becker, born the 12th of September 1909, died the 8th of August 1995, SS Obersturmbannführer, was a member of the SS leadership office in very early 1944, from which he was assigned to procure horses and strategic goods in Hungary. In this connection, he was part of the famous negotiations between Himmler and Zionist organizations to exchange Jews for strategic goods, compare Bauer 1994, starting on page 220. For his involvement in the deportation of the Jews from Hungary, Becker was arrested by the Allies after the war, and repeatedly interrogated. Due to his readiness to cooperate, he finally succeeded in being transferred to the quote-unquote open wing at Nuremberg, instead of being treated like a possible defendant as before. As a reward for his cooperation, Becker was never charged with anything. As is well known, there is no document ordering any extermination of the Jews, see the entry on the Hitler Order. But it is claimed that a document did exist, which supposedly ordered an end to the extermination. In this way, the orthodoxy tries to circumvent the embarrassing lack of evidence that there was any order to systematically kill the Jews. However, no document ordering the end of exterminations has ever been produced either. Instead, as alleged proof of its existence, the Allies coerced Kurt Becker to write an affidavit and testify before the Nuremberg International Military Tribunal that he had obtained a Himmler order meant for Ernst Kaltenbrunner and Oswald Pohl, quote, sometime between mid-September and mid-October 1944, unquote. With this order, Himmler is said to have prohibited, quote, any extermination of the Jews, effective immediately, unquote. IMT Document 3762 PS, IMT, Volume 33, pages 68 and following. Becker repeated this claim in an affidavit deposited for the Eichmann trial. The true background of this coerced affidavit was revealed only some 50 years later, when Göran Holming, a major of the Swedish army who had befriended Kurt Becker, reported what Becker had told him in the 1990s. According to this, Becker stated that Himmler's order actually decreed that the German concentration camps should be surrendered in an orderly manner upon the approach of the enemy, without casualties. It had nothing to do with any extermination at all. Asked why he had lied in his affidavit, Becker replied that outsiders could not possibly understand the circumstances in Nuremberg at that time. Holming 2023, Rudolf 2023, pages 398 and following. This grand lie saved Becker his life and liberty.